Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hi, welcome to Smoshmouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And I'm really excited to welcome, one of our special guests, Trevor Everts.
Oh my God, it's so good to be
Thank
you for having me.
Guys, I've decided since I'm a mom now, I'm going to discuss everything in this voice.
Perfect.
You guys like it?
I love it. Just
do you guys love it? Okay.
Do you think this lady... She's genuine, or do you think she's holding a bunch of despair in?
She's holding a bunch of despair.
Got it.
She has a lot of dread, a lot of, she wanted so many things in life.
Yeah.
And someone was like, oh, you're about to do this. And she's like, right. I'm going to give up everything. So I feel like this woman is just fighting the currents of resentment.
I think
she's fighting. That's what's important.
And that's why I like doing her, because here's the thing. She is not... Any character I do, I have to like them in some form. So for her, I like that she's still a fighter. She's a survivor of her resentment.
Yeah.
But my God, is it bubbling. And it's going to come out.
Oh, it's going to come out.
And she despises her husband, though she talks about him kindly.
Yeah.
I think it's not. Mm-hmm. There was someone else in the past that she wished she was with.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Billy, you know, from high school, who had a moped.
And traveled the world.
Yeah, and now she's married to Chad.
And it's just like, nah.
And he's a bear of a man, and she loves him. And, oh, God, have you tried Chad's shepherd's pie? It's so, it's yummy. It's not my favorite. But I love it. I love it. The meat's a little chunkier than I want it to be, but God, everyone loves Chad.
He's such a ham.
Oh, he's such a ham. Chad? Oh, he's probably out.
He's sad.
I have no idea what he does out there in the backyard.
Just out with his friends again, just drinking beers.
Love it.
We missed this.
I missed this too. You know, I had a lot of time to create characters in my head, but I didn't really... I didn't people watch. Guys, I didn't people watch. I'm empty. I didn't really watch. Well, I did watch some TV. I read a lot of books.
A ton of books.
Okay.
But like I wasn't on the internet.
That's good.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm not on the internet, whatever, but I really.
Yeah.
I got off Instagram the whole time and.
You went extra offline.
Yeah.
Yeah. You went off grid from the off grid.
I went off grid, you know, to like. Watched the birth of my son.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which I'm glad you did.
Me too.
Couldn't be me.
I think you had other priorities.
Couldn't be me.
My son's getting born. I'm going to be on Twitter.
Oh, man. I forgot.
On Twitter in the hospital room.
Trevor, as a guest, I totally forgot what you do to me. You just...
what
you
do
just, I do to you? I don't know. You just do what shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
He just gets under my skin, you know?
I get it. Everybody talks about this. Everybody says this
he
all
just
the time.
Get, he just... He burrows under my skin when we and have just our, gets there.
When we have our company meetings without Trevor, where it's everybody except for Trevor, everybody we talk about
That's
Trevor.
That's a weekly meeting, right?
It is a weekly all-company meeting where we talk about Trevor.
Like, guys, just get it off your chest. Whatever you gotta say about the guy.
No, listen, Trevor, I love you so much. And then you come in this pod and I forget that I say something and you're like, oh.
Slam dunk.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
What did I say the last time and you said something about, like,
Oh, yeah.
Was it about the motorboating thing?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Good times.
I'm going to do some motorboating this weekend.
Yeah, a classic.
There you are.
A classic Trevor joke.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, every time I do that voice, you know it's going to be bad.
Yep. Yes, I do.
Well, here's the thing. You've been offline, but I've legitimately been keeping track of when big internet things have happened. I have a notes.
Thank you.
I have a note on my phone where truly something would happen and I'd write it down. Like when some big things were going on, I was like, I need to write that down.
Yeah.
And so I've got them all. So I'm gonna update you on all the internet stuff, not the big global stuff. I'm sure you, because you were listening to the New York Times and stuff, so you know what's going on in the world. You know all the horrible stuff going on.
I do. It was hard to listen to it every day. I did, but like,
Yeah. These are the smaller, fun internet things, I would say.
Okay.
So most of these are positive. None of them are bad.
Okay.
We're finding the diamonds in the rough here.
Oh, yeah. I love the diamonds in the rough.
Speaking of diamonds, this one is kind of more global, but it's hilarious and fun to talk about. The Louvre heist, which I know you are aware of.
I actually know
about the Louvre heist.
I know about the Louvre heist, but I don't, like, I know some details, but I don't know, like, updates. I don't think
I've heard many updates.
There's an arrest.
There's an arrest, and the arrest kills me, and sorry to get ahead of this, but when I heard about the arrest, I was like, how you managed to successfully rob the Louvre, and then you chose to get on a plane, and you're in Europe. How are there not better ways to get out of the country than going on a plane where you have to go through security and show, like, I saw that and I was like, surely you have to be smarter than that. Could you not have found a better way?
Do we think they caught the people responsible?
Or do you think that, like, these are fall guys?
Oh.
Because here's what I heard is that they arrested people that have robbed and used pawn shops before. So they stole a bunch of jewels as well.
Yeah.
I think they stole over $4 million worth of jewels or something crazy. Maybe it was more.
Maybe that at the least.
But they arrested people who have frequently robbed and then used pawn shops to, because they have to do it quick because they're going to melt down.
Probably have already done it.
Yeah,
to be
completely
honest.
Right. I mean, if I robbed the Louvre, which I did not.
Right, you didn't do it.
Where were you?
In my home.
That's so true.
In the dark.
Nobody has had eyes on you for the past few months.
My son has. Ask him.
You could have been planning all of this and then done it.
And unfortunately, your son is not a reliable witness or alibi.
No.
Don't you talk to him like that.
He's not going to talk.
I take Trevor, lift him above my head, and throw him loose.
Like cartoonishly stuck my head in the wall, and I'm fully just like straight out of the wall.
Mama Bear.
I mean, the photos I've seen, I don't know if they're real or not. It's always just like very, very like attractive people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at this attractive heister.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay. Well, is this real?
Maybe they're setting up for the movie. They're like really, the Louvre is planning. We have to find some attractive people so that we can set up to make a movie to recoup the losses.
It's like Ocean 15
interesting.
Or something.
Yeah it's another
style.
Oceans. I thought it was kind of cool. I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't know all the details of it, but when I heard, like, they stole the crown jewels, they did it in 8 minutes.
Eight minutes.
Which is actually a long amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Let's be real.
We're talking about heists here, 8 minutes. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I think in the movie The Thomas Crown Affair, he did it in, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You guys seen that movie?
And that's the benchmark.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
I know.
I loved the footage of them just slowly lowering into their, like, because they had the, like, crane on the outside, and them just very slowly just going down with the crown jewels.
Wild.
Hey, yeah.
So I mean, did hear about that.
Yeah. So there was that. Happened. And if you were here, maybe it wouldn't have happened, you know?
Hey,
like, maybe it would have been different. Maybe it would have been different
if
you were here.
Things might have gone down differently.
Yeah.
You would have been like, Whoa, Jules.
Is that your charm?
Yeah, this.
Whoa,
oh,
Jules.
Hey, guys. Whoa, I'm in the loop.
That's exactly what I talk like.
But they did it when the museum was open.
Oh, yeah, they did it right in daylight.
No, it like, smart. Hearing it, I'm like, there's that would have been one of the places on planet Earth that I would have thought was, generally speaking, unrobbable.
Yeah.
You would have thought. You really would have thought it's like, no way. And then when they did it, it was so simple. It was like, oh, you just go in and get it.
How long do you think they were planning? We don't know.
No idea. I'm not a heister. I don't really know the ins and outs of what it's like to rob museums.
Mm. Yeah, totally.
But
I mean, I've seen the Ocean's movies. I know what it's like to rob casinos.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, if you saw Thomas Crown Affair, you would know.
Okay, yeah. We'll add it to the list.
I did watch it over my maternity leave, and I was like, God, this movie's interesting. Pierce Brosnan was hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was Pierce Brosnan who robbed the Louvre, he wouldn't have been caught.
No.
He
would have got fine. Away. He would have got on a train instead of a plane.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God.
Why didn't
they do that? Brilliant.
Yeah, something.
I'm trying to think where they could have gone with the crown jewels where they just wouldn't have. Like, go to a party city and just have a bunch of fake crowns and stuff all around, too. So it's just like, they're like, I don't know which one's real.
They leave the jewels there and then take the fake crown and be like, we'll come back for this.
Yeah.
And then a woman buys it for her daughter and the whole story is about the daughter.
Yeah.
And what she's doing with the real.
Yes.
And then that daughter became the prime minister of Sweden.
Thank you, Trevor.
This could be something.
And I love that.
Another twist.
Wow.
And you just didn't see that coming.
Could be something.
No, I literally did not see that coming.
And that's what makes it a great twist. M. Night.
M. Night.
M. Night.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Lost Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
I'm Milan.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you by ZocDoc. Amanda, it's the holiday season. Everyone's getting together.
I know, so that means that everyone might be getting sick. Wah, wah. But honestly, there's so many now like DIY at-home cold remedies on social media everywhere. There's one where you can take a shot of olive oil in the morning or eat chia seeds, which, you know.
Well, I do that for the fiber. But I get what you're saying.
It is time to give the algorithm a rest and start using ZocDoc.
That's right. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. It's amazing. You can find doctors that cover any specialty, mental health, dental health, anything you're looking for. You can find them in your area, under your insurance, and you can find ones that are rated by verified patients. So anything you need, ZocDoc's got it covered. When I used ZocDoc, I was amazed at how simple it was. I had not been going to the doctor for a while.
Uh-oh.
But I finally booked an appointment using ZocDoc, and it's amazing. Frankly, I love ZocDoc.
Oh, I love ZocDoc, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Louvre.
The Louvre.
Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth. ZocDoc.com/SmoshMouth. Back to the show. Okay, moving on from the Louvre heist, I'm going to go through my list here.
Okay.
This is not in chronological order. These are just things that have happened while you were gone.
I wouldn't even know. My last 4 months.
It's crazy when I consider, you were aware of this, but, Love Island happened while you were gone for the most part.
That's crazy. Love Island happened when I was leaving.
When you were leaving, but you were kind of already, not. You were a little offline.
Yeah, I was out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Trevor does a one-to-one impression of the narrator, the host of Love Island.
Oh, yeah. I know the host, yeah.
You haven't seen it at all? You haven't heard me do this?
No.
Oh, I guess you're off Instagram.
I'm off Instagram completely.
Trevor went viral.
Yeah, I made a TikTok that has last time I checked, was 20 million views.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Tomorrow on Smosh Mouth, Trevor joined Shane and Amanda to talk about what's been going on.
I've heard the host before. That's actually really good.
He does it really well.
Is he Scottish?
Yes.
Yeah, he's Scottish.
More.
Okay. This week on Smosh Mouth, Trevor and Shane catch Amanda up on some of the dirty deeds of the American people.
Pretty stellar.
That was excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I unfortunately watched Love Island and I did.
You loved it.
Arasha and Ian finally got me to watch Love is Blind. Both of them infuriated the shit out of me.
Dude.
I watched Love is Blind.
Horrible.
I didn't.
It was horrible.
I
regretted watching it. This most recent season.
They're all in Colorado.
None of them. They're no couples.
Yeah.
And the reunion the reunion was worse than all of them before.
Yeah. What happened there? It felt like they were like, okay, guys, we're going to keep it friendly. We're going to keep it fun.
Yeah.
We're going to be outside.
Yeah. So because it was a train wreck of a season, mm-hmm. in order for them to pretend that it's wholesome, they brought Chris Paul out and did a basketball segment.
They did.
I remember hearing about the basketball.
I truly was like, oh, am I watching The Ellen Show? What the hell is this bullshit?
With Patrick, the baby seal, which he called himself a baby seal. And that... It felt like I was watching a comedy show. Every time, I forget her name, the blonde. Every time she tried to bring him into some drama, he went, nope, I wasn't there. Nope, I wasn't there. I don't know what you're talking about.
I finished it, and I was like, I'm going to remove this from my brain. I don't need it.
No.
But Love Island was entertaining. It was just also a train wreck and a mess. I will say the final couple, they're awesome. I mean, it was a good story.
I'm such a Nick and Alandria fan.
It was hard not to root for them. Alandria's just dope.
Is the Mamacita woman?
That was Nick. Huda, no.
No, Huda.
But Nick won. The guy who says Mamacita.
Well, he didn't win.
They didn't win, but they won. Amaya won.
Amaya Papaya and Brian won, and we all know how that
is. And Brian.
Oh, no.
Amaya Papaya?
Brian.
Fuck Brian.
It was just a mess. But
Nick and Alandria, I'm so glad. They're doing so well, it seems.
They won.
And they got Nick has his own Sweet Green Bowl.
Yeah.
Get the Nick from Love Island Sweet Green Bowl. And I'm like, that's my goat.
They're simply killing it.
That's my white boy.
I actually can't.
Okay, moving on though from Love Island. I didn't have that on the list. I was just thinking about that was going on.
You just wanted to add that in.
I think this happened right around when you left. Were you aware of the Coldplay concert couple?
Here's the deal about this, and I'm so glad you brought it up. I was not aware until my sister arrived 3 hours after my son was born.
Okay.
And
her first thing she says to you is, have you seen the Coldplay concert couple?
She's amazing. I think it was the next day. H and I were just not, we were not there. And she was holding Cole and she was like, oh my God. So the girls and I at work are obsessed with this thing. Have you heard the Coldplay thing? And I was like, no, I was in another universe.
I don't know if you saw.
For 40 hours or so, whatever. And she told me everything. I watched the videos. I read the comments. And I felt really sad.
I didn't feel
joy or laughter. I felt really sad.
Oh, yeah. It's for how funny the situation is, it ultimately is the worst possible thing.
It is so sad.
It's deeply sad.
I just I don't understand. And I think maybe it's just like because people like on that are like older just aren't as familiar with like what the internet will do. But both of their reactions to just be ducked down, like if they just sat there and kept dancing, nothing would have happened.
That's what I thought.
Nothing would have happened. But because they ducked down, everyone's like, who are these people?
Yes.
They're not supposed to be together.
Because what's his name? Who's the lead singer of Coldplay? Is it Chris Martin? Chris Martin.
Yeah.
He literally, he's on his like microphone. He goes, oh, like they ducked down. He's like, that's interesting. Maybe they're having an affair. Like he says
he
it.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, clearly they
and
are.
And she's like,
everyone knew based on their body language. And it was just like, why did you do that? But yeah, they're older, so they don't realize.
And they looked so free. The girl was like, they were comfy and mm-hmm. They were at that stage in the relationship where they're like, we did it. We're free.
We got away with it.
But they were cheating.
They were both cheating. And here's what made it really bad. He was the CEO of the company. She was head of HR of the company.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it extra bad, right? Like it's multiple layers of cheating and shittiness. Yeah. And so, I mean, of course, who you think about is the wife and the husband, because I think both of them were cheating.
Yeah.
And you're just like, damn, for it to be like, maybe there's some catharsis of like your partner's getting ridiculed on by the world, but
no,
it's also not.
They got ripped up. Did they both lose their jobs?
I actually don't think so.
I don't know.
My expectation is always no, they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if they get fired, they're picked up at some other company.
Well, right. And what their spouses have to do is go to a U2 concert together at the Sphere.
And then
get on the Jumbotron. And that'll show them.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine, though? Because I've been thinking about it for months where I'm like, you have an affair and then you get caught at a concert having an affair and it becomes so big that people are doing Halloween costumes of your affair.
Oh my God. Ooh. What a brilliant Halloween costume.
Yeah.
How awesome.
I mean, wow.
Yeah. But unbelievable. It was truly unbelievable.
Yeah.
They both resigned.
They both resigned.
Wow.
Can you imagine working at that company and being like, what the head of HR was having an affair with the CEO?
I want to know what their favorite song was that night.
Yeah.
And did they leave right away?
I don't know.
Let's,
I feel like once you're there, it's like,
bring them on the pod.
That level of comfortability with having an affair, I don't know, man.
When you hear about people having an affair, it's almost like they reach a certain level and then they go, fuck it, let's go out. And they go out to like a club with phones.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
they get delusional. Yeah. Like, I think it does things to your brain.
They're just like, whatever. Remember those two huge NBC anchors who were like together and they had an affair together, remember?
That was a big deal.
And they're together. They literally like, we're quitting our jobs and we're going to stay together.
They were like co-anchors, right? Like on the same show.
And they, I don't know how they got caught, but they hit a point of like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
And honestly, I feel like there's something about that I respect where like once you're caught and you're like, this is what I want, like whatever. Yeah. Just going to do it. We're here. People know it.
Just like tell your spouse though before you
just
die.
Don't do it. Like, just leave your partner then. Like, don't do the whole, like the lying and the cheating part.
Yeah, I don't respect cheating. To be clear, it's like, you should not cheat on people.
You're saying as far as shitty behavior goes.
I'm saying like in the aftermath, if you're just going to own up to it, like that's like better.
Let your partner know what is going on.
Speaking of cheating.
Yeah.
A big internet thing that happened. I don't think we've even talked about this in general on this podcast. You're aware of Ned Fulmer.
I am.
Yes. Are you aware that in the months that you were gone, he started a new podcast?
That's the...
Yeah. Oh, was this on People and stuff?
I actually think your wife told me about it.
Did Courtney tell you about it?
Yeah. Because she watched it and had a lot of thoughts about it. I think mentioned it to me. Or I think when I went on Instagram one time, and I was like, I have to get off. She posted about it.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it, though.
You just know he has a podcast.
Correct. I haven't heard it. I don't know what it's called.
So, all right. I'll give you the lowdown, basically. So, several years ago, 3 years ago, I think, he cheated on his wife.
I remember when he was at TNTL and he wore like a bikini with heels.
Yes. Yeah. Because
that was the first time I met him.
Because he was here many times before.
Yeah.
We actually did a sketch years ago where several of us played like opposite versions of the Try Guys. And so I was on camera with Ned playing a version of Ned who was divorced and had screwed up his whole life and just blew it and was crying.
So you did that.
And
I didn't know that.
And we literally have a quote. We have a quote from the sketch where I go, next challenge, divorce your wife. And I'm like trying to convince Ned to divorce his wife in it.
Next challenge, divorce your wife.
What? No.
You need to divorce your wife.
I'm not going to do that.
And then, you know, hey, look.
And it worked.
And it worked. I
no.
You wizard.
You did
you
it.
You witch.
You put a curse on him.
Yeah, yeah. I
That's
did
so
it.
So funny.
So he has a whole affair. It is a big, huge scandal.
I remember.
And they're caught in public.
It's in a club. Yeah.
They were in public. Yep. Just being kind of out in the open.
Yep.
So anyways, this, it not only affects obviously his wife and family, it also affects the Try Guys. It was a huge impact on their channel, right? And so he disappears for years. And then suddenly he drops Rock Bottom podcast about how he's at his...
What is it called?
Rock Bottom.
And it's so funny.
It's about how he's at his rock bottom.
The whole concept is like bringing people on my show that have been to the bottom.
Hit the rock bottom.
Hit the rock bottom and bounce back or whatever.
And it's about how... the first episode he does with his ex-wife. Who he cheated on.
With his ex-wife.
I don't feel bad talking about this here.
I mean, that's kind of a smart way to like come back.
Right, but it's also just kind of like, all right, man. I did, because I was like, all right, because I've literally met this guy, I'm too curious. I'm morbidly curious. I want to listen to it. And it was agony.
I could not get, when I say I literally could not get through 5 minutes of it.
Give me like.
So I'll tell you, she dunks on him a lot. She's like, mm-hmm. I don't forgive you. Like, she was like, no, we were never back together. Like, and all this stuff. I thought her parts where she talks about what she went through was very interesting,
okay.
right? Because there's a part of me that, you know, the part of me who loves psychology and stuff, I was fascinated by like what goes through your mind through something this traumatic, really. Mm-hmm. And so I was really fascinated by her perspective. But then she would sometimes be like, and she's like, what was going through your head? Why would you do this? And his responses throughout the whole damn podcast were just like, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Ew.
And I was like, you're gonna make a podcast. You have nothing to say.
Literally, no,
like, just, if you're not gonna own up to it and like talk about
what
it,
what is the point of the podcast?
There's no point. Yeah, and it's podcast fully is tanked.
And that's rock bottom.
And that's his rock bottom. Also, I think kind of disrespectful to be like, oh, I'm at my rock bottom. I'm like, yeah, buddy, you have it real hard.
Yeah, there's rock bottom that is like.
I'm like, look around at the world right now.
Literally.
I'm at my rock bottom. Guess I better start a podcast.
Yeah, if you're starting a podcast, you're not at your rock bottom.
You have the means to not be at a rock bottom.
There's further to go.
Yeah.
It was agony. Truly agony.
I'm intrigued just to watch the first 5 minutes.
That episode's
the only one. Yeah, but like obviously it's not a show I recommend to anyone. No. Shouldn't be supporting it, but it's not fun. A part of me was hoping it would be interesting, because I'm like, hey, if he's gonna fess up and really like talk about why he did this and what was going through his head, I'm like, that could be useful. He doesn't at all.
No.
He says nothing.
It's just sad. Yeah.
It was just pathetic.
Zero growth, zero acknowledgement, zero accountability.
Yeah.
Just,
no,
I don't know, man.
No change whatsoever.
Yeah.
Anyways. That was a crazy thing. But here's some other fun YouTube things. All the other YouTube things, very positive and very fun.
Ooh, okay.
Markiplier got married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that lovely?
Yes,
Markiplier, you got married?
Markiplier.
Oh my God.
He got married.
Congrats.
And even another one, so sweet, very cool. Are you aware of who Dan and Phil are?
The singers?
No.
That's Dan and Shay.
Dan and Phil.
Dan
the singers.
Give it up for Dan and Shay.
Give it up for Dan and Shay.
So happy
to have you back. So happy to have you back.
And I'm taking it as a compliment, and I'm going to believe you.
So actually, you have seen them before because when we did Anthony's funeral roast, Dan and Phil sent in a video. They're two British YouTubers. Yes.
You'd know them immediately if you saw them.
Yeah. Yes. You've seen
not
them.
Dan and Shay.
Not Dan and Shay. Dan and Phil, they're YouTubers, and they've been around for a long time. They've been a duo, no different than Ian and Anthony and Rhett and Link. But they've been making content since the 2000s, like 2008, 2009.
God, I'm embarrassed.
And don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. But ever since the start, people always were like, oh, I wish they were together. Right? And eventually, over the course of the years, one of them came out as gay.
Okay.
And then people were like, oh, I hope they're together. And they were like not acknowledging that stuff. The other one came out as gay as well.
Oh.
I believe. I don't know their exact orientation. But
and?
But people were like, oh, well, if they're both gay, then they have to be together.
They have to be together.
Right. And they never acknowledged the stuff they didn't want to, and which I respect, obviously. And then just recently, these past couple months, they've acknowledged that they've been together for like 15 years.
Yeah. Forever.
They've kind of been together since the start.
Oh my God, so they're like, together.
Yeah, I was like, damn, like.
Deeply in love.
Wait, this is
Courtney
so
and I,
sweet.
Who? Awesome. You know what I mean?
No, like, literally, like,
I was like, damn, they really kept it secret forever. Yeah. Holy God.
15 years. So
something like that. I want to say it was 15
when
years.
When does that happen when fans create this whole narrative and it's actually true?
Well, it's not something we want to push forward too much, but you know, it's like, hey, like, leave people alone.
For sure.
But,
but they were right.
I think people saw that there was, they were best friends, right? And I think to compare it to Courtney and I is like, what people see is like, whoa, they're such good friends. Like, they would be a great couple. And it's like, maybe, but there's a lot that you don't see off camera. Maybe they wouldn't work. But hey, it did. And they've been together this whole time, and I'm so happy for them.
That's so cool. That's so
it was a very sweet thing to hear. I've never watched much of their content, but, you know, I've seen them a little bit here and there, and it's just a cool story.
Yeah.
But I know that they kept it secret a lot because of how intense fans could be about it.
Yeah. And, that was smart of them to do that.
Yeah.
It's funny, you talking about you and Courtney, you know how Ian's posting all these days of Smosh? Just looking at these videos and pictures of you guys together, like hanging out. You guys were so young and sweet. Oh my God. And like Damien.
I know.
I think I watched this really old clip and it was just like,
it's trippy to look back.
It's so trippy. Like,
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Lost Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Yeah.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Aura Frames. Aura Frames is a digital frame that you can add your favorite videos or photos to, which I think we need to get Ian one so he can have all of his throwback photos on the frame and he can display it in his office, around the studio.
Just all those photos of Boxman Charlie, that guinea pig.
And you, my God, you looked so young and sweet.
Yeah, and those photos were from 2023.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot's happened in two years. And you can also preload photos onto there. So we can have a bunch already set up.
And it's amazing. Aura Frames already sends it to you in a gift box. So you don't have to worry about anything. It's literally perfectly there, ready for you to open.
It's literally the perfect gift. I sent one to my mom, and she loves it.
Aww.
It's the best. It also had a bunch of photos of Boxman on it.
That's so interesting.
So she was confused by that. But the Aura Frame, she's obsessed with. For a limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver mat frames, named number one by Wirecutter, by using promo code SMOSHMOUTH at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code SMOSHMOUTH. This deal is exclusive to listeners, and frames sell out fast, so order yours now to get it in time for the holidays. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Back to the show.
Let's go, buddy.
All right. No, it's so weird how so much of our lives is on camera.
It's so weird for me, like, seeing, like, yeah, Ian going through, like, here's all these years of Smosh. And then I'm like, I was a freshman in high school when that was happening. I was a sophomore in high school when that was happening. And now I'm here, and I'm like,
it's trippy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and I was 65.
Okay.
In my home.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. Oh, an exciting one for here is Smosh Pit hit 9 million subscribers. Yeah. Yay to us.
Yay to Smosh Pit.
I mean, of course.
Deserve.
And just, you were already back, but Smosh Main Channel hit 27 million subscribers.
27 milli.
Wait, what?
The main channel.
Okay, I did miss that.
The OG channel. That happened, I think, last week as of recording this, so a couple weeks ago. That hit 27 million subscribers.
Which is crazy because there's only 8 million people that live on the planet. So that many people made second accounts.
Everybody's got multiple accounts.
Only 8 million people that live on this planet?
Yeah, only 8 million.
Figure that out.
8 million people, dude.
Yeah. How did you know that?
What were you going to say?
And Reddit Stories had like a big accomplishment.
It won a Signal Award.
Whoa.
And then it's also the Apple Comedy Podcast of the Month for November.
Incredible.
How do you feel about that? That's like 90% your voice, bud.
I think it doesn't clock that it's a big show for me because it's just one of the many shows that we do.
Yeah, but it is a big show.
It's weird.
I think it's just like, it's like one of the shows that has spread so far outside of Smosh that like, for us, it's like, oh yeah, fans love it. It gets views for us. And then there's this whole other world of podcast platforms that I'm like, I don't know who the hell is on there listening to what, but that's awesome.
It is trippy. I mean, for us, for me, it's truly just another part of the day. I mean, after we finish recording this, we're going to go and record two episodes of Reddit Stories
today.
I'm actually really excited about that because I love, as a person who gets to sit on the couch and just respond, I love Reddit Stories.
Yeah, and I think it's, I mean, the show is big because of you guys and everybody. Yeah. Like, it's such a group effort, and it's really cool. It's a really fun show.
So many people listen to your voice.
It's trippy. Listen to all of us.
Driving, going to bed.
I know.
In the shower.
I know. It's really weird.
I listen to your voice in the shower.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey.
Pretty sick.
What?
That's nice.
Listen to everyone's voices, you know?
Let's see. Also, moving on. Oh, okay. Here's a dumb one.
Yay.
A really dumb one. On TikTok, September 23rd was the rapture.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about this.
Incredible.
Who got taken?
I don't think anybody did.
Nobody. Oh, so how do we know it was the rapture?
It became, it wasn't. but it became leading up to it, the week leading up, suddenly tons of religious people on TikTok were like, September 23rd is the rapture.
Christian talk. Literally, they convinced everyone. They're like, guys, the rapture is happening on this day. And it was like this. And I think like probably half the people talking about it were joking. And then half the people were like truly bought in. Like,
it's hard to know nowadays who is doing
a bit
and who's not.
Why? Yeah, I definitely missed that. So glad I didn't hear
it was
about
like the
that.
50th apocalypse I've experienced in my life, right?
Yeah.
Like I mean, look, when I was younger, 2012, I was like, this might happen.
Remember Y2K? Yeah. I was
a little too young for Y2K. Like, just by a couple years, because I was, like, 9, maybe. 8 or 9. So I didn't care
enough.
Oh,
I remember being
But my brothers were like, whoa.
I remember learning about Y2K when I, like, had grown up, and I was like, everyone thought the world was ending because just, like, the computer programs weren't built to go past 1999 or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, And me, like, growing up in the internet, like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But, like, so funny to imagine people being like, guys, this is it.
Uh-huh.
The internet is going to blow up and everyone's going to die.
Yep.
Kind of funny.
That's what we thought.
It was pretty cool. Pretty
so wait, why did they think the rapture
happened? I actually don't. I never heard an explanation as to why. It just was a date they chose. Mm-hmm. And they're probably going to choose another one here soon. And then that won't happen. But people apparently were quitting jobs and stuff.
I think it was a shoot day when the rapture was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And how funny would it have been if it really did?
And it was just like challenge pit, and then you just freaking.
So it just like went up to this. I just fly through the ceiling. Just
only Trevor goes, and the rest of us are like, damn.
Like, damn. Aw,
all right.
I guess Trevor deserved it.
He earned it. Okay. Okay, you were saying last week that you didn't watch any movies. You haven't watched any movies. So
I watched one. I watched Superman.
Oh,
okay.
Superman was awesome.
I watched Superman and I loved it. I thought it was really, really fun.
Incredible. Loved it.
The CGI dog was a little much for me.
Oh, okay.
But I thought Lex Luthor was fun. I thought
he was awesome.
Nicholas Holt.
Yeah,
I thought he did a really good job.
I really loved it. I think one of our, was it a prediction of ours, or was it something I just was saying in an episode once? I was like, I think DC is about to become the one, and it's kind of happening.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely
James Gunn
now.
He's doing something special.
I will say, I don't know why, but H and I watched all of
Peacemaker.
Peacemaker. We watched all of Peacemaker, and I was like, I'm not watching this. And then I was like, oh, this is
it's a
so
fun show.
Fun.
It's very fun.
It's great.
Oh, that actually brings me. So this happened while you were gone. The internet at large has decided that they want me to play Booster Gold, or just at large, a big part of the internet. There's a hero. A DC hero called Booster Gold, and people are fantastic.
What does he look like?
He's blonde.
Ripped.
He's blonde and sexy.
Blonde, ripped. Sexy. He's silly. He's got like imposter syndrome. He is very tall, but you know they think it'd be funny if I played it.
Doesn't matter.
They think it'd be funny if I played
it. Tom Cruise, hello.
Yeah, you know.
I might not be exactly right on this, but I think his story in the comics is that he is like a kind of influencer type celebrity from the future.
He's a.
It's like not super successful, and then he goes back in time to be like a goated.
I believe he's a kind of a flunked out quarterback.
Okay.
Who gets caught cheating or like betting on himself or like illegally gambling is what I believe.
Okay.
I have not actually read.
Wait, this is like, yeah.
Yeah. And then he goes back in time to be like a superhero or something, like just like a badass.
But yeah, I think he's like a silly kind of like, he's kind of not like, he's like D tier.
Yeah.
You know, where he's like, he's not part of the Justice League. He's kind of a loser.
He seems like almost like a Johnny Bravo type. Like, I'm Booster Gold.
I don't even think he doesn't have powers. Because he's from the future, he steals a powerful suit. Mm-hmm. And he goes back in time.
This feels like a show that James Gunn would totally make with like comedians
and
in it.
And you. You'd be incredible.
Hey, I'll audition.
I've seen the viral tweets like multiple times. Like every time I see a tweet of someone being like Booster Gold fan cast, and it's always the same picture of Shane. It always has like 50,000 likes and like a bunch of retweets.
Wait,
look, man, I'll audition.
Should we send it on? Are they making something with?
I am unaware of anything happening.
Let's just send an audition to James Gunn directly.
Me just standing there, just Shane Top.
Guys.
Booster.
Look
booster
at all
gold.
These viral tweets. Here's one.
Look at that. Because that's how they cast things, right?
Well, let's get James Gunn on the show, and then let's just cast the whole DC universe with everyone here, and then we'll just be
dunk.
The future
oh my
DC
God.
Comics.
Who would
and
I
then
be?
What we need to do is we need to get John Cena to be a Smosh cast member, and then it all fits
Wait
in.
Wait a second. John Cena, I know he's busy, but like I feel like he would come on the channel.
I love John Cena.
Should he play a Karen on Pit City?
That would
actually,
be awesome.
He would actually crush it.
That would be awesome.
He is hilarious.
He's so funny because he's like this like earnest, goofy, monotone, like, hey.
Yeah. No, John Cena, because I feel like I've seen John Cena. I mean, I grew up watching wrestling all the time. Like, he was one of like the wrestlers, like, for me being a kid, was like, John Cena is him.
Yep.
And then like watching his kind of like acting career go, he would always play like these kind of like kind of straightforward, like gruff military guys, I feel like.
Yes, he did.
Doing it in shows and some movies. But he's an incredible actor.
Yes.
And I'm so glad he's been getting cast in some like sillier things.
Yep.
Like He's just become this really amazing actor.
I've loved him and Dave Bautista, where they recognize, like, no, wrestlers are comedians.
Oh, yeah.
They are silly.
So funny.
Like, wrestling, so funny. Wrestling is impressive as hell. Yeah. It's also very silly.
Yeah.
It's very
they
silly.
Are comedians. So, like, of course they're going to crush comedic roles.
And that's why I think, like, Peacemaker is so good, because it was, like, such a blend of, like, this is an insane character, and he's an insane person, and he's so funny. But then also, like, it's a pretty gritty show.
Oh, I feel like yeah. The Boys mixed with like
right.
funny, silly, goofy DC. And like, I actually was like, oh, this is very comedic.
Yeah.
Right. Also, John Cena, my God, his body. Body's a temple.
Dude, the amount of times in that show where he's just in tighty whities, I'm like,
literally
John,
nothing.
Give it up.
John, yeah.
Give it up for John.
Give it up for John.
Give it up.
Okay, moving on from DC. The movie I was going to say.
Yeah.
The movie, probably, if I had to pick a movie that I think would be the number one most popular movie here at Smosh,
uh-huh.
Everybody was obsessed with this.
Okay.
Everybody's watched it multiple times.
Oh.
It's called K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Dude.
Come on.
The amount of times I've been told I need to watch K-Pop. So, you know, I have friends with kids. My friend Dunes, all of her kids dressed as K-Pop Demon
Hunters. Yeah, awesome. Not surprised.
And I told my sister, I said, oh, do you love K-Pop? She goes, don't. Do not speak. Do not mention that title.
What?
And I was like, why?
Does she not like it?
She has seen it.
Ah.
Oh, like over 50 times. She's like, we do Rough. Not talk yeah. about K-pop Demon Hunters.
Mm-hmm.
But as an adult woman, should I watch it?
You should.
It's an amazing movie.
It's really incredible. I know, like, so Raven watched it without me.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Well, like, well, she just, like, it was something oh. that, like, she probably saw and was like, yeah, like, it's on Netflix. Like, I'll watch this movie. And I remember oh. her being like, it's really good. Like, do you want to watch it?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I mean, if you've already seen it, like, I don't want to make you watch it again.
Yeah.
And eventually she's like, I'd love to, like, watch it again. Like, I'll watch it with you. And by the end of it, I was like, that was phenomenal. Incredible.
Phenomenal?
Like, the songs, the story, like, everything was just, like.
It's phenomenal.
The animation. I'm like, that was a movie. That was a film.
It is phenomenal, and it's short. It's a short movie.
Oh, how long?
I want to say it's less than an hour and a half.
Yeah,
it's very compact and very like.
I've heard, and there's like a sing along.
And the music, what makes it great is the music is amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I'm gonna have a hot take, the story is good.
Mm-hmm.
The songs are just unbelievably good.
Yeah, the songs are what make the movie.
Like I was listening to the soundtrack. After.
Yeah.
Like, I was at the gym just listening to the whole soundtrack.
Oh my
it's
God,
really
I
good.
Love that.
One of the songs is nominated for a Grammy, I think.
Yeah.
What?
I think the movie has, like, I think they have, like, 5 Grammy nominations, like,
it's
across the movie.
Kind of unbelievable. And it's well-deserved.
Okay.
And my also hot take is Soda Pop was my favorite song.
Really?
And I know it's supposed to be a bad song. I know it's supposed to be a soulless song. It's a hilarious song.
I think Soda Pop's great. It's like they did it perfect.
Yeah.
It's
wow.
so, it's just so this, perfectly like, executed. But it's a really, really good movie.
Now that you guys are saying this, I will watch
it. I saw it on, you know, I scrolled past it and I was just like, okay, this kid's movie. Mm. I was like, screw this. I don't need this.
Fucking
kids. I'm an adult. But then my friend Shelby, she started just being like, you gotta watch it. It's the best.
Oh my God,
I
love
Shelby.
I was
like, okay. And more and more people, Ian had watched it twice.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense to me.
Everybody, like so many people
watched
it. And I watched it and it's truly really good.
Okay.
Well worth the watch.
Yeah.
K-pop Demon Hunters. I will watch that
I think you'll
after
like it
Breaking
a lot.
Bad. And I'll just compare the two.
After Breaking Bad. How far...
We had the voice actors on.
Yes.
Yeah, on a Smosh
The voice Alike. Actors. Chance interviewed the voice actors for it on Smosh Alike.
Yeah.
What?
So, yeah.
Do they live here?
Probably
Are they,
not.
Like, local? They're not local.
No. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so.
But, so.
Okay.
Worth a watch.
I'm going to watch it.
Big time.
Oh, the meme, Nothing Beats a Jet 2 Holiday. Can you believe that was recently?
It came back. What? It became viral.
Wait, it became viral again. Nothing beats a Jet 2 Holiday.
That might be.
Wait, is this the show? Life of the Rich and Famous.
I don't think so. No, it was a commercial.
Okay.
It was a commercial.
I thought.
And it was for a Jet 2 Holiday.
I had it.
I actually don't know this one well enough. I wrote it down because Courtney was like, oh, you got to include that. It became viral.
Was it something like
Lifestyles of the
Rich and
Famous?
It was on TikTok. It was just like, nothing beats a Jet 2 Holiday.
Whatever.
I can't do it that well. Pizza,
just someone watching this is going to know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And that makes me happy.
Yeah.
So what?
I don't know. I don't know.
So what?
I don't remember. I just remember it was a viral sound on TikTok. Laboo-boos?
Excuse?
Laboo-boos?
Boo-boo-hoo?
Do you know what a laboo-boo is?
Who's a boo-boo?
You don't know what a laboo-boo
is? You like a laboo-boo?
You don't know what a laboo-boo is?
You gotta know what a laboo-boo is.
No, guys, I don't know what a laboo-boo is.
Oh, I realize we don't have a laboo-boo in this room.
Dude, there's gotta be like 40
I know we have at least...
That sound sounds so good when you say it.
It does sound really good. So basically, Beanie Babies are back.
Yeah.
And back in the sense that they are called Laboo-boos. They're not Beanie Babies. It's a new collectible, and they're little tiny monster fuzzy guys.
Do you know, like, blind boxes? Like, it's like a big thing where you get, like, it's like, oh, it's this character, and you get a box, and it's one of eight different ones. So it, like, is that. It's like a blind box, and you don't know which one you're going to get. But then, yeah, they just blew up, and people have them clipped on all their backpacks, pants, suitcases,
everything. Oh, they're small. Laboo-boo.
They hang. People get little cases for them so they don't get dirty. If you have like a really rare, cool one.
What's the rare one?
Some of them are crazy.
Oh, Marcus
expensive.
Has the rare one.
Marcus has like a, yeah, Marcus has one that's like over, it's like a few hundred dollars or something. Like,
so they've been around for a couple of years, but they hit their peak this summer. Mm-hmm. They became big.
I want to know what, how come
Why were Beanie Babies so big?
Because they were awesome. Remember the platypus one?
Yeah.
Princess Diana one?
That's what people are saying about Laboo-boos. They're like, do you know the one that's like pink or whatever?
Yeah. Basically,
yeah.
So they're just like a little fuzzy guy, right?
But they're all monsters.
They're just all the same looking monster
thing.
They
have the same little face, they but all, then they're like different colors.
What I will
like,
give Beanie Babies was there's a whole array of animals and stuff. Whereas Laboo-boos are all the same monster character.
Okay.
I still own a Beanie Baby that I have. It's I have like a mic arm on my desk for my mic, and it's a little counterweight. So he sits on my, and I've had him since I was
what
a kid.
What is he?
His name is Patrick. Well, that's not his Beanie Baby name. That's what I named him. And he's a little monkey.
Aww.
And he's just like, I've owned him forever. And I
showing Amanda Laboo-boos.
Oh, spooky.
I wish we could run out. I know Courtney has a Laboo-boo on her bag.
Okay,
here.
Wait. They're so cute, though. Look at the little.
And they're
Laboo-boo.
Literally, they're just like little guys.
Oh, Dodo. Look at this. Look at you. Moo, moo, moo. Oh, my God. This is so cute. Look at this.
They've been very divisive, though. Some people think they're ugly as hell.
We got to get Amanda
they're
a
so
Laboo-boo.
What? This looks like my son wrapped in like one of those zipper up like sheep outfits. This is a baby, Jojo. Yeah. I like them a lot. I don't really like them in a box. It feels like they
can't.
Well,
you take them out of the box.
Do you know that feeling with like inanimate objects that just feel like they have a personality? I wouldn't want to put them in a box because what if they can't?
Yeah, well, you take them out of the box. But some people have them in like little cases. But Courtney got a blind box for Angela. She got the Teletubby of Poe. And then we were like, wait, we gotta get more of these. And we, Courtney especially, went and found and got the Teletubbies for your character and for Keith's and mine. So we all have our Teletubby
character. So my Tinky Winky character is like perfectly set up in my son's room, just like by his little, so he has like a bunch of little toys. Like Chance got him like a turtle, and I actually have like a big little monster, and then I have the cute little Tinky Winky. It's so cute. And
it is.
And you point at it and you go, that's mama.
And I go, that's mama.
That's
and he goes,
mama.
He goes, bah!
Bah! Bah! Like, he shits his pants.
There's a whole thing with babies where you're like, are you having a good time? They're like, and then when they throw up, they go, and it's like all. And then they go, like,
you know, just really not appreciative.
They don't have head control.
Not grateful at all.
So you're trying to like talk to them, and they're just like,
okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay, okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
And then when you say something, they look at you and they're like...
It's kind of busy right now.
Amanda's new character is just her baby. That's Amanda's new character.
Love it. But so yeah, Labubus, I was kind of scoffing at them, going like, what are these ridiculous things? Like, I did Beanie Babies back in the 90s when I was a kid, but I was like, I'm not going to do collectibles. But I decided for, what was it? At some point, I decided, I was like, I'll get one for Courtney as a gift. And I ordered some online, and then I realized they're actually Lafufus, which are fake Labubus.
How dare you?
And there are so many fake Labubus out there. And so I ordered them. I realized they were not going to be real. So then I was like, I need to go get some real ones because I want to make sure I'm getting her the thing. So I went, and with Marcus's help, he guided me to where I could go to get some.
I love that
Marcus
like
is the Labubu expert.
Labubu guy.
But I went and got some. So we opened up the Labubus, and it was very sweet, and Courtney thought they were so cute.
Of course.
I think she was even kind of scoffing at it before, but then once you kind of we got them, we were like, oh, they're actually
so little.
Kind of growing on me, kind of sweet. Yeah. And then I got the Lafufus, and those things are jacked up. One of them is attached to my backpack.
You kept the fake ones.
I kept and they're the ones that I travel with. They're a messed up dude.
You're like, one of them has a penis.
It's crazy. If we actually wanted to like send someone to go to my backpack, it's next to the couch out in the lobby, and they just see like it's like a grayish purple fucked up guy on my JanSport backpack.
I can go grab it.
But yeah, Labubus.
I'm gonna want
they're kind of on the down. They're not as popular now. They were at their peak. And now they're kind of past their peak now.
Can you imagine being the owner of Labubu and it's like you get this excitement for 2 months and then it's just gone?
That's the crazy thing is the guy that drew, he's like an artist or they're an artist. I don't know if it's a guy, but they're an artist and they drew this Labubu. And I'm pretty sure they said they drew it like a decade ago. Like they've just had this. It's like an old thing that they drew. And then all of a sudden, like, yeah, it became super popular, and they started making these Labubus.
Let's see this Lafufu.
Here. Oh, my God.
Whoa, I'm sorry. Did you just turn his body around?
Here is my Lafufu. And so their heads aren't supposed to do this, but his head does.
That's so messed up.
I want to touch it.
Just like this, just like,
God.
Do you want to touch it?
Yeah.
I want to touch it.
I will say the gray is not my favorite. Dude,
he's messed up.
That's crazy.
The gray just makes him look like he's like kind of a filthy boy.
He's gross. Oh, well, I've been traveling with him.
Yeah, you have been traveling with him. His blush is...
Well, that's my thinking. You know, I got him for cheap, and he's not the real deal. So I'm like, hey, you know what?
It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, all of his stuff is
Why
coming
are his
off.
Hands backward? Oh, the head was backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Backwards. But his feet are backwards and his hands are forward.
Well, no, this hand is... Oh,
oh you can twist turn. Him.
Oh, we twisties.
I actually think he's, you know, he's more interactable.
Oh, look.
He's a keychain.
We love that. Yay!
Yeah. Hey, you know what? He's gone on many adventures with me, so.
Awesome. Oh, he looks like it. Yeah. All of his makeup is
He's looking like
it. He's got some stories.
He's well-traveled.
Yeah. What's his name?
I don't have a name for him. Just Lafufu.
What?
I didn't name him.
Mark.
Mark?
Mark.
All right. He's Mark. Yeah.
All right. He's Mark.
All
right.
That's so cute. Wow, I really did miss all of that. That's crazy.
You did not, you've never heard the word labubu until now.
No, that's so fun to say.
Wow.
Labubu.
Labubu.
Okay, what else do I have on here? We're kind of running out of things.
That's okay.
I have one.
Yeah,
I have one, something that you missed. Well, you know about it now, though. I got new hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do know about that.
I have a luscious mane now.
It's so gorgeous.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Very cool.
You look like a prince.
Oh, thank you.
You know what I mean? You know when, like, the drawn-out animated princes just have, like, this, like, you know? That's what you look like. So what made you decide to do that? I know you did your pod. I know you did an episode on your pod about this.
Yeah, no, I made a video about it. But I don't know. It was just something where I was like, yeah, I'm kind of going bald, and it makes me insecure, and this is something that I can do about it.
Yeah.
And I want to do it, and I'm really happy I did it, and it makes me feel really good about myself.
I love that. So. As you should. It looks
fantastic.
Thank you.
Is it a tough process? Because I know that they, like, don't they, like, trim the bottom of your hair to match the top?
Yeah, so all my hair on the sides and back of my head is real. Yours. And then everything on top. It's actually nice. It's basically just like I go in for a haircut every 3 weeks, and they take the thing off and wash it and do their whole treatment and then shave my head back down. Because my hair goes through it, and it's the weirdest thing because you can feel, like, the fuzz growing through, like, the wig.
Is that uncomfortable?
My head is... It's a little itchy. I get kind of these spurts of, like, my head is really itchy and I can't really scratch it. So, but when I go in and it gets taken off and I've just got my bald head and I can just go to town on it.
Oh, that's cool.
It's euphoric.
Does that feel so good?
Oh my God. It's like, it's crazy. Imagine, like, the itchiest you've ever been and how good it's felt to scratch. Just like 3 weeks of having my head covered by this and then just being able to go in there and, like,
I can't actually imagine, because I've worn a wig before for, like, hours that has been so itchy, and to take it off is just, like, heaven. So 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like it might come off at any point?
It has come off. Yeah.
Tell me when. What I want to know.
So what happens is I play basketball, like, every Sunday. And so when I get really sweaty, then it, like, the glue just gets wet. And so then it, like, doesn't, like, you have to wait for it to, like, get tacky and dry again. But then, like, after I get done with basketball, I want to shower. And so I'll wash my hair. And then, like, I was trying to blow dry. I'm, like, very gentle with a blow dryer just to try and get it dried off. And I, no joke, pointed my blow dryer. And it fully just, like, came off. And I was like, I have glue to do, like, touch-ups. I was like, I don't think I'm fixing that. And I had an appointment, like, 4 days later. And I was like, I'm just going to rock. I'm just going to wear hats for the next 4 days. And so I actually had a shoot here. And it was so funny. I was wearing a hat, so, like, fully, like, you can see my hair is, like, coming out of my hat. But I told Arash, I was like, dude, I don't have any hair under here. And we're standing in the lunch line, and she just leans over and she's like, what if I just ripped
you
your
should
hat
not
off
have
your
told
head?
Arasha.
She's like, what if I just
everyone
ripped your
to tell.
I was like, if you just took my hat off my head, like, right now, I was like, that would be devastating.
Would it,
like,
be devastating?
I would probably, like, even though I'm very comfortable with it and, like, I've told, like, everybody knows about it, I think just the shock of me just having my bald head, I would have had to go outside. Like, that would have been brutal.
I do think it would be epic as hell if you showed up to a shoot rocking a Gerald Ford, like, fucking power bowl.
No.
Like,
no, I'm gonna, like, I'm gonna tell you this now, but I don't want to tell anyone else. I want to keep it a secret. Okay. But if it works out that, like, there's a try not to laugh or something shooting like a couple days before I have an appointment, I want so badly to just take it off and then just come out and, like, fedora, just like m'lady.
You
need to save that for when it's like, okay, this is the moment.
Yeah,
have to do that.
Like, that is a superpower.
Maybe to, like,
have
Ian in this. Or, like, Tommy or Chance.
To be fair, it has been done on the channel before.
Yeah.
Because Keith did this back in the day. Yeah. For we did a Winter Games where Keith shaved his whole head except for... He did the Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
And he had that, and he rocked that for a whole Winter Games. It was hilarious. Yeah.
I'm gonna get someone. I've got that in the back pocket.
Yeah, save that.
Yeah, it's the ace up my sleeve, really.
Yeah.
So...
May I ask this? When you walk in, like, you get to choose from a bunch of different hairstyles. Could you just one time be like, you know what? I want to upgrade and I want to have full-on Fabio hair. Like, you just show up to work one day with just a gorgeous Hercules mane.
I wish. I think that the max that they... I'm sure I could get one, but they're, like, they all come kind of, like, 6 inches is, like, the length. So mine's, like, pretty long. I know, like, I could just get it cut short, but this is the same one. And then, like, in a few months, whenever this one, like, gets worn down, just wear and tear, I'll get a new one. one. But I thought it could be fun if I just like save this one once I was done with it. I could just dye it. And then I could just pop it on and be like, yeah, I have a red one now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put the red one on.
Honestly,
literally
sick.
Could dye it. Wait, yeah. So they can never really make it longer? You would have to get like a new piece?
I would have to get a new piece.
Right.
Okay, so this is the same piece. And how long does this piece last?
It depends on like how well you take care of it. But like 6 months is when they start to like, you notice, I think, like.
That's incredible. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Great. I think it's really awesome that you've been transparent about it, too.
Yeah, no.
I think a lot of people probably have found a lot of like comfort in it because it's such a common thing.
Yeah, no, yeah. For sure. And I mean, I, you know, one of the things is like me seeing TikToks of people getting them, and I'm like, oh, that looks so like cool and something that's like accessible and I can do. And so like, if I can do it, and someone else can be like, hey, I'm going bald too. That's cool. You talked about it.
Yeah,
that's great. You know, it's not something that you should feel as bad about as a lot of people do.
I agree. So, I love it, Trevor. Totally. And you look like a prince.
Thank you.
A cool prince.
Hey, thanks.
Not like a weird prince who like wants to steal the princess. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like Bowser.
Rob the Louvre.
Yeah.
Is Bowser a...
Bowser's a...
Yeah, like Bowser.
Well, he's not a prince. He's a king.
He is. He's the King Koopa.
He's a king.
He's a king.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't look like Bowser.
About the politics Mario of Kart. The Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah.
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 I guess that would make Bowser Jr. a prince.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
So I guess you're Bowser Jr.
I'm Bowser Jr.
And you're Peach and I'm Luigi.
Well, that works.
Or you're Wario.
I guess I am.
You're
kind of
either
Wario.
Peach or Wario.
Yeah.
No one else.
You choose.
I think actually I would say, are you Waluigi and Angela's Wario? I feel like that works.
Yeah, that actually makes more sense.
Yeah.
I think people have called us Waluigi and Wario before.
That fits really well too. I think everyone at Smosh is kind of some version of Waluigi and Wario.
That makes sense.
Everyone has a person. They're Waluigi and Wario.
That's the two that we fit into. Those are the two buckets.
Can I say something that I did that you guys missed?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I had a baby.
Pretty cool. But I also started watching shows that I would never normally watch.
Yeah.
Other than, Breaking Bad, whatever.
You watch Breaking Bad.
I watch Breaking Bad, Slow Horses. I started watching this show called Is It Cake?
Yeah. Nice.
Cool.
Anyways, was it?
A lot of it wasn't. A lot of it's not actually cake.
Shockingly, wasn't a lot of cake.
And then I watched like a full-blown comedy. I didn't want to.
What did you
watch? But I did it. You know?
Okay. What'd you watch?
I watched Platonic with
Seth Rogen.
Okay. Yeah.
That is all based downtown. And I have not watched a comedy series in decades. Like a really long time. And I was pretty proud of myself. Yeah. I watched the whole I didn't finish the whole first season, but I watched like 5 episodes and I was like, hey, maybe I'm changing.
Yeah. Okay. I watched the first season of Platonic and I remember it was like yeah, it was good. I wasn't like, that was an incredible show. But I was like, yeah, it's like a fun comedy with Seth Rogen. I kind of started watching the second season, and I don't know if it was just like not the vibe.
Okay.
But I kind of watched like 2 episodes and haven't gotten back into it. So I don't know.
That makes me
feel
better.
The amount of shows I've watched the first season and then just fell off.
Yeah. But for me, watching comedy and listening to comedy podcasts is not my go-to. Mm-hmm. And then I started full-on listening to Amy Poehler's A Good Hang podcast.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She rocks.
I am really cool. Obsessed with it because I'm like, why haven't I watched this before? Because it's literally all the people that I love that I'm like, I strive to be like their comedy. And I'm watching all of them talk about character work and improv and all this stuff. And I'm like, this is amazing. I feel like it was really nice to take a break from comedy and like fill up my cup and just like watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some
I get
comedy.
It. I feel like I go through phases where like I'll be watching. I feel like I'm always watching a few shows at once, especially now that a lot of shows are back on weekly releases, which I love.
Yeah.
Because I'm prone to binging.
Need
I need weekly releases, so I'm like watching a few shows at once.
Yeah.
And yeah, sometimes it'll be all comedy, and I'm like, I gotta get off this. And sometimes it'll be like all drama, and I'm like, I need something lighthearted. But do you like Tim Robinson?
Of course.
Are you watching?
I haven't seen The Chair Company yet, though.
Oh!
I need to. I know.
It is. It's actually thrilling. It's a thrilling show.
It is
a thriller.
Incredible.
It's a thriller?
Genuinely
it
a thriller.
It is a comedic thriller.
Then
there
I'm
are episodes where I'm watching and I'm just like, I can't believe how tense this is.
No, yeah,
for
like
how
I'm sitting
stupid
there,
the concept is.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God. Like, well,
I will give you the breakdown of.
He does make his comedy very tense.
Oh, yes, but I will give you the breakdown for people listening to what the basis of this show is.
So Tim Robinson did I Think You Should Leave.
Yes.
One of the SNL writers.
Tim Robinson, he was on SNL for a couple seasons. He did I Think You Should Leave. All the basis of every single one of his sketches is he gets called out for something and he refuses to acknowledge it. It's the one joke he does, and it's amazing
it's
every time.
So every time.
So this show starts. He is he works at a like just a company.
Chair company?
Like a he does not work at a chair company. Okay. He works at like a development company.
Okay.
And he's in charge of starting up a new mall and building a new mall somewhere.
Okay.
And so he's giving a big presentation in front of the company. And after he gives his presentation, everyone cheers. Everyone loves it. He goes and he sits down on a desk chair and it breaks and he falls. Mm-hmm. And everyone in the whole room is like, "Oh gosh, are you okay?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm okay." And he tries to make a joke and plays it off. And everyone's like, "Ha, okay, fine." Yeah. And then he becomes determined that the chair broke because of some sort of conspiracy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "No, there's something up with that chair that broke."
Yeah.
And he leads him on a path. And the show starts to, things start to happen.
And like literally from there, it's like if I explain the plot of the show to you and what happens, you wouldn't believe me.
Yeah. I can't explain, but it all just keeps on going it's unbelievable. It will be psychotic sketch comedy level like silliness followed by a very intense scene.
Yeah.
I love that.
And somehow Tim Robinson is one of the most normal characters in the show.
Yeah, dude.
Somehow, and he's doing his classic. He is Tim Robinson. He's doing his bit. He's doing his character. And somehow you watch and you're like, how are you not the most insane person?
It's they do the thing that they do in I Think You Should Leave, where the people he casts are the most normal people that you're like, wow. It makes you realize they don't cast normal-looking people in any TV show.
They don't.
Because the people in I Think You Should Leave, the people in The Chair Company, they look like regular people.
That's what I want to amazing. See. Yeah. That's what I want to see. That's why I struggle to watch comedies. It's because it feels like it's like this ingredient list of like people of like, oh, this type should look like this, and that the wardrobe is over. And I'm just like,
I'm not even talking about attractiveness. I'm talking about just, I'm like, no, these are people that you see every day.
Yeah.
I don't even think most of them are actors. I think he just puts people in his show.
No, there's only one other person in the show that I like recognize, I think, as an actor.
Isn't it Rooney?
Mara it's the Rooney? Girl. It's the girl also from It.
Yeah.
And stuff.
It's the like red hair. Freckly freckles.
Sadie. There's a couple actors.
There's a couple actors I recognize in it, but
oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
But anyways, the show's amazing. It is one of my favorite shows of the year. Mm-hmm. The other show that I'm hooked on right now is Physical Asia.
I knew you would be. I keep seeing that, and I'm like,
love that shit.
Am I gonna go down this path?
I think you told me.
Love it. So it was Physical 100, which was a South Korean show where they would have 100 athletes compete in all these different things. Physical Asia is where it's separated into teams, and all of them represent a different country. So there's the Philippines, there's Thailand, there's Australia for some reasons in it, Turkey's in it, a bunch of different countries, and they all compete, and it's friggin' dope. I'm fully 100% backing Mongolia. I love that team
as
so much.
As you should.
I just, like, Mongolia walked out and I was like, that's my team right there.
Wow.
Like, it's so funny how, like, it makes me look back on, like, sports in general and how silly it is that I'm like, that's the basis of any sports team that you root for. It's just like, I'm going to go with that one.
Yeah, that guy's
There's
cool.
no genuine connection. I'm just like, I choose them. Yeah. And now I'm like emotionally invested where I'm like, go! Mongolia, pull through! It's fucking awesome. But,
oh my God, there's so much that I need to watch because I'm just like, I'm changing. But again, like, I've been reading so...
Okay.
So
okay, nerd.
I've been reading... You know, so many books and just becoming a smarter person, you know. Yeah, right. I'm reading Smut. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I love it.
Way to go.
Yeah,
badass.
I will say the Smut that I'm reading is like the subplot. I'm really reading about like romance, more fantasy world.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Boner Chronicles.
Boner.
No.
My new favorite book, The Boner Dragon.
I'm reading like Milky Daddy Centaur shit.
Okay.
Stop.
Hey, that's my favorite fucking book. Hey, can you not?
I'm not doing that. That's just okay. Relax.
I know we're not. I know the episode theme isn't TV shows, but can I talk about one more TV show that I haven't heard anybody talk about, and I love it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Have you heard of Glenn Powell's show on Hulu, Chad Powers?
Yes.
Yes.
I love
Selena
that show.
Selena loves
Thank
it.
You.
I've heard of it. He plays two different characters,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he plays, it's like the whole bit.
So good.
He's so incredible.
He's
I
very
love
funny.
Glenn Powell. Yes. I'm like a Glenn Powell fan. I'm
I
a
can't
Glenn
wait
Powell
for
guy.
Running Man. I'm so excited
Same.
For that. Yeah, yeah.
No, I love him. But yeah, the whole show.
I do
show,
think Glenn Powell's hilarious.
Yeah, the whole show is that he's like this, he's like a college football player that like lost the national championship because he was like showboating and like being a D-bag. And then he's just like living this like washed up celebrity life. Like he's like one of those like crypto bro, like washed up, like loser celebrities.
Yeah.
And he goes in and joins the football team who's like, you know, at the end of their rope has like open tryouts for quarterback.
Oh.
He puts on like all these prosthetics and becomes like a new guy. But the character that he plays is so insane and he's so incredible. It's only like 6 episodes. You
okay.
should watch it. It's
okay.
I saw a preview for it and I was like, is he two different characters?
Yeah, he's two different. Like, he's the same character, but the person, he's like acting like someone else.
He's disguising okay. himself.
He's disguising himself. And I think the reason that nobody watched it is because the first episode has freaking Hawk Tua, Haley Welch in it as like a Ooh. As like a 90-second cameo. And everyone's like, uh-oh, Glenn Powell did a show with Haley Welch. And it's like, no, you have to get past that. Because
oh.
the
yeah,
whole point
rough.
Of it is like, it's a part of his, like, he drives a Cybertruck. And like he's
oh,
just like
yeah,
a total
yeah,
loser.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I did not like Glenn Powell, and I watched this show,
and
I was
like,
"Wow,
you like Glenn
wow,
Powell?
He's actually good.
I like him.
I like Glenn Powell. I think he became a bit of a meme, but I've thought he's a really good actor. And he's
I
really
like
funny.
Him.
I think he's incredible.
Yeah,
I think he's outstanding. So
well, I mean, he's literally the lead of Running Man that's
yeah.
coming out, and I think that that's incredible.
Wow. We're out of time. I was going to catch you up on the
no.
NFL, but
no,
ah, the NFL.
I was going to say the Broncos are. They've got a good record. I can't sit here and say they're a great team. I love them.
Yeah.
Right? They've got a great record. I don't know.
That's such they're, a bummer.
They're
we
winning.
Missed out
but
on
here's
this.
But here's the fun thing about NFL. This season, everybody sucks.
Yeah, literally.
Every team sucks.
Really?
And it's
in
crazy.
The best way. It's awesome. Everybody's garbage, kind of.
And then in the NBA, everybody is the greatest to ever do it.
Yeah, we need to. Okay, new goal for this show for Smosh Mouth. I want to get Victor Wembanyama.
Wembanyama. Oh,
I want it because
oh
he's 7'5".
6'7".
Don't do that. I didn't even say.
No, the best part is that you're right. It's an NBA reference.
I know it's an NBA reference. And how cool is that that I made that connection and I am in. I'm in.
Well, it's like an NBA reference in like a very loose, like it's
no,
from a song and then it's like LaMelo
yeah.
Ball.
Fans are going to be like, can you go back to saying Hawk Tua? Like, we're done here.
Yeah.
Six,
dude, fans are going to kill me for this. And you know what? I'm done. That was my last.
Okay, last no. one.
That was my
hey,
done.
That was awesome.
But no, imagine how funny it would be.
Dap you up.
That was crazy, you guys. Imagine how funny it would be to have.
Get that.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. Don't worry.
Shane and I have dabbed each other up like 30 times in the
yeah.
last 2 days because of Smiling Friends.
Yeah, we got to show Amanda Smiling Friends.
I heard you talking about it. I need to. Guys, there's
I'll
too much that I need to watch.
There's just too much going on.
There's too much to talk about. Let's have a 3-hour episode.
All right, but we need to get like a big athlete. I want to get either Victor Wembanyama or like Shohei Ohtani or like some
Ohtani,
yeah. NFL totally. Lineman on.
Yeah.
It'd be hilarious. Just visually how funny.
I would love
yeah.
it.
No, imagine like you're sitting here and this is how tall, like just sitting down.
We need to not adjust the cameras for Victor Wembanyama if he comes
tall.
On. We just don't see him.
I'm down.
Anyways, it's yeah. Wild times, but
Welcome
you're back.
Back.
And now you're caught up. Now you know everything.
I'm caught up. I'm like 60% back on Instagram. I'm here. I'm gonna watch these shows, and I'm going to be a better person for it.
Okay.
Right, guys?
Yeah.
Depop. Demon.
Depop.
Depop. Hunter demons. K-pop.
K-pop. K-pop, Chad. Demon.
Powers. All right.
Chair company.
Trevor, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And,
thanks for being here, Trevor.
Amanda, once again, it's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
Love you,
guys.
Amanda.
Love you,
guys. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.